Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Betts with Thaddeus McCotter, writing in American Greatness, recovering politician, a very good Republican politician, Wayne County, Livonia. I read from the Dispatch. It's just been over a month since a judge confirmed that Michigan Republican Party's decision to oust its controversial chair, Christina Caramo, and replace her with former Representative Pete Hoekstra. So why do Caramo or allies of hers still control some of the Michigan GOP's digital assets? Committee members for the state party voted in January to remove Caramo over concerns about her stewardship of party funds. The Republican National Committee later approved her removal and the selection of Hoekstra, who served 8 terms in the House of Representatives, later as ambassador to the Netherlands, as the new chair. Then came the February ruling from Judge Joseph Rossi, which ordered Caramo to relinquish control of the state party's bank accounts and postal boxes and to cease presenting herself as chair of the party. I'll stop there, Thaddeus, because I'm catching up to this story. Pete Hoekstra is very well thought of. I remember you speaking well of him when you were in Congress together. I don't know anything about Christina Caramo except for the fact this looks like an unfortunate turn. Does this have an effect on the ability of the party to function for the general election?
Well, John, it's not helpful. I think we can establish that. But when you look at it, like Pete Hoekstra is a very conservative individual. He comes out of West Michigan, the Holland area. He was elected. He was a businessman who defeated an incumbent, a Republican member of Congress, by working in the district. He served his time. He was eventually appointed by Donald. He served as chair of the House Intelligence Committee. He wound up becoming an appointee of Donald Trump, as well as an ambassador to the Netherlands. So I think that Pete Hoekstra clearly has the credentials. He's certainly not some crusty insider. He's someone who's taken on the system, defeated it. He's taken on the elites, defeated them. He's got the support and the confidence of Donald Trump, not only in the past, but as well as taking over the leadership of the Michigan Republican Party. I think we'll be in strong hands. And he not only has credibility with the Trump people, he has credibility with the established Republican base, especially the donor base. So I think that with him at the helm, we'll be in good hands. Now, the people that obviously who are no longer running the party are going to be frustrated and possibly angry that somehow that they feel that they did not have a chance to finish out their terms and show what they could do. But let's be clear here. The Michigan Republican Party spoken. Our presidential nominee, Donald Trump, has said that he supports Mr. Hoekstra for Michigan State Party Chair. The RNC supports Mr. Hoekstra. It's time to admit defeat, which has not been a strong suit of our former party chair, Ms. Caramo. But it's time to admit defeat and everybody come together and do the most important thing that Republicans can do, which is elect the next president. Pete's up to the job. I believe he will bring as many people together as want to be brought together in that endeavor. And I think that that bodes well for the future, not only for this election, but for the future of the Michigan Republican Party, which in many ways was hanging in the balance the last year or so.
We talked about Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne County. Is Pete Hoekstra able to make a difference in those three counties?
Well, I think Pete understands the state of Michigan. He run for president. He'd run for governor before. And so he will understand the nature of the state when he's helping Donald Trump become president, when he's looking and assessing where we need to be. But a lot of what the state party shares is not simply the messaging or it's actually the day-to-day administration of the state party to make sure that the funds are coming in, to make sure the donors are contributing, the grassroots are active, to make sure that the headquarters are open. A lot of the blocking and tackling that needs to be done, Pete Hoekstra's done that, not only for himself, But throughout his time as an elected official and a grassroots activist for the Republican Party. So I think he'll do that very well. And he clearly knows how to message. Remember, he was the chair of the U.S. Congress's House Intelligence Committee. So he knows how to message. He understands he's media savvy. So he's not going to be making a lot of mistakes and stepping into things. He's clearly going to be able to take on the Democrats, especially here in Michigan, on their support, the legislature's support for Chinese communist-backed companies coming into the state of Michigan, taxpayer subsidies to do it. He's all over that right now. And I think we'll continue to see him be a strong force. But again, the role of the state party chair is to make sure that the blocking and tackling gets done, the grassroots are in place and mobilized, ready to go, so that the candidates have a floor beneath them, a platform beneath them for which they can then try to get elected. If you don't have that, the candidacies of many people, especially statewide, if you're a Republican, if the state party's not there as a base for you, you're standing in quicksand and it won't be long until you're gone.
Thaddeus McCotter, American greatness, recovering politician, knows Michigan very well. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.